Blades Hockey with Joey Button comes out of Danville, Illinois to play with the Blades for a second season now. How much are you enjoying it? Another winter here in Owatonna for you, Joey.
It's still cold, but I still love it here.
Little bit colder than Illinois. How about outdoor hockey in Danville, Illinois? Would you have had any of that?
I skated maybe 3 or 4 times on a pond before I came here, and now it's around once a week. It's slowed down since our outdoor game, but
yeah. But it had to be fun to prepare for the outdoor game and then be part of Hockey Day Minnesota. What stands out? What are you going to remember from being part of that experience?
The ice. I've never skated on ice that smooth outside. That was awesome, and just the venue was really cool.
So the ice was, for outdoor ice, was pretty awesome.
It was pretty good.
Okay, for what you'd skate on indoors, was it still close, the ice that they prepared there?
No, not really.
Oh, okay, really. So it does make a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. And then the game itself, I mean, it was snowing during the game. The game itself for Hockey Day Minnesota had to be a real neat thing to be there for, too.
The snow was awesome. I was really hoping it actually would. It was in the forecast, so I was excited when it started.
Okay. And the team played well. The team beat the Mullets that day. In general, the team has been playing pretty well. What would you say about what's going well right now for the Blades?
I don't really know if I can put a finger on it, but I think we're just kind of all coming together towards the end of the season. So,
okay. And it's a theme I've heard a lot of that the players talk about, just kind of the togetherness. There's quite a few guys from last season that have come back this season. How does this season feel compared to last season with regard to the kind of the camaraderie and the togetherness? How do the two seasons compare?
I think both. Last year we had a great group. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say we were as skilled as a group, but they were skilled individually last year, but this year I think we're more skilled together as a group.
Okay. So, and so it's quite a few of the same guys, yeah. So get a little better with a little more experience.
Yeah.
When it comes to the stretch run here and the team still fighting for maybe hosting some home playoff games on the ice, what does it seem that is going well in the X's and O's of the game, do you think, Joey?
Just getting pucks out of our zone is our biggest thing right now, making sure we're not turning pucks over at the blue line. We've had a big emphasis on that in practice lately. So.
Okay. Yeah. What do you enjoy about some of the trips? The team has gone on some showcases, done a little bit of traveling with regard to that. What aspect of that do you like?
Boston was cool. I haven't really flown until this year, so that was cool to see. That's the furthest east I've ever been besides Florida. But, yeah, I mean, that was awesome. I've never been up to that part of the country.
Is there a good rival or two in this league, in the division you play in, that really stand out as good rivals for the Blades?
I'd say the Blue Ox are probably a really good one for us, I think.
And why is that?
Just, it always seems to be pretty gritty when we play them, and most of the time they're close games.
Okay.
So.
Right. I think last season the Blue Ox are the team the Blades played in the playoffs too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I don't know that would shape up this season a little bit different as a team. Still everything kind of falls into place. And Joey, as far as a little bit of the hockey background for yourself, what got you into the sport and the dream to pursue junior hockey?
My brother came home from school one day with a little learned skate flyer. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to, but I ended up doing it. I loved it. He played for a year, and now he's playing baseball. And junior hockey, I didn't really even know it was a thing until about a year before I started playing it. And a team back home, we had one close to me, so I tried out, and I made it, and then it kind of fell from there.
All right. And as far as years, do you have more time of junior hockey after this season age-wise?
Yes, I have one more year.
One more year. Yeah. All right. Well, Joey, great to talk to you again. Good luck to you and the team as you head off into the playoffs here before too long.
Thank you.